I'm out of estrogen and I have a gun. 2. Hormones. Getting cancer reinforced the importance of being proactive about my health. I knew I needed to work extra hard to keep my body in balance as I aged by continuing my regimen of natural bioidentical hormones. I became very involved in learning about hormones when I started to experience the symptoms of menopause a few years ago. If you're in or approaching middle age, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Our skin begins to change, enter itchy. We lose vaginal lubrication, here comes all dried up. We start getting aches and pains that don't go away. We're hot, then cold, sweaty is really fun, and we can't sleep, which puts us in an unbearable mood over time because we're exhausted. In addition, as we lose our hormones in the aging process, we leave ourselves open to a variety of diseases of aging, and then the big unmentionable. Many of us lose our sex drive. Menopause, or as I call it, men on pause, is traumatic. I always wondered why men leave their wives of long standing at middle age. It's not because their wives are getting older or that they don't look good anymore. They leave because women become impossible to live with during this passage. Plus, a lot of women have no interest in sex. I experienced this phenomenon. Honestly, it was like losing an old friend. I felt a sadness and a sense of betrayal because women of prior generations never prepared me for this loss. Why hasn't this been discussed, I wondered. Am I the only woman to ever have this experience? I think this subject has been in the closet so long that women have chosen to endure it silently. It's like admitting that the reason bitchy is here today is that you have PMS. No one likes to admit that because it connotes weakness, that we are out of control, and pity the poor man who suggests that you might be unreasonable today because of your period. This could be construed as grounds for war. For over 30 years, the sexual part of the relationship between my husband and me has always been thrilling. It has been where we connect intimately, where we have experienced an indescribable closeness, trust, passion, and sexual adventure. It has been where we solve our problems, where we allow each other to be exactly what we are feeling at that particular moment. Suddenly, in our 31st year together, with no warning, I felt...